There's no evidence of any Asian person on the bus and on the lower deck of the bus.
I mean, he probably would have blown himself to pieces anyway, so how would you know? I mean,
so they say.
It's an important thing. You're on the lower deck.
Yeah.
You're not necessarily going to know if there's an Asian going upstairs.
I boarded that bus at Euston. I was about the fourth person to board it. I pushed in, okay? It was hectic out there, and I just wanted to get to work. So I actually stood there, and I asked the bus driver a question. I said, does this bus go to Angel? And then he said, no. And then I looked at him, because I tried to get on the previous bus, and the African driver, the same African driver I showed you in that picture, told me you have to get the 30 from over there. So that made me doubt what the number 30 bus driver was saying, because this guy here had told me to get the next bus, and I got the next bus. Anyway, so for that reason, I stood downstairs and waited for people to go past me, and they were all asking questions. They were as lost as me and saying, does this bus go here? Does this bus go King's Cross? Does this bus go everywhere? And then no one fit in the description of that guy. I think his name is Hasib Hussein. He's some big hefty guy with a big massive rucksack. Now, I was standing there, people were brushing past me. I never saw no big hench guy with a rucksack go past me. That's it. Now, people might like to speculate that he was already on board the bus from a previous bus stop. I mean, that's something which someone has tried to suggest. I actually saw an individual with a grey, light grey top and a dark grey two-tone rucksack, brown hair, who was sitting upstairs. He had a rucksack. Then he came downstairs. I'm standing downstairs. I'm saying, why is the guy sitting upstairs, then sitting downstairs? To me, I came to the conclusion that he must have been the bomber. He must have planted something upstairs, then sat downstairs. And obviously he got off in the minute before the bomb went off, when the bus driver opened the doors for no apparent reason, when there was no bus stop.
Well, he sounds like an interesting chap, so I don't know if you can, you just give us as full a description as you can of what he was doing.
He was a European male in his mid-20s, brown mousy hair. I remember his showerproof top. It was light grey, and the two-tone rucksack. And that's all I really remember of him. He did look at me hesitantly a couple of times, and I looked back at him. I thought he was just another lost kind of person. I thought that's what the reason he was looking at me. And he got off. He was actually the very last person to get off that bus before the driver shut the door, and then the bomb went off 60 seconds or so later.
See, now, many people might speculate that how come you can remember so much about this? Most people, when they're on the bus, if you were to tell them who went upstairs, who went downstairs, they would remember nothing.
I remember this like it was yesterday. I mean, for some reason, I was standing there. I was really thinking, I shouldn't be on this bus. I should be on the bus in front. That's why I was getting a bit agitated there, and I was seeing what was going on, the delays, and I was looking out the window and saying, why the hell is this bus getting nowhere? So when you're in that state, looking at things and questioning everything, that's how I am as a person, I suppose. I mean, I saw this guy, and the thing which made me ask questions was, why did the bus driver stop the bus when nobody had rung the bell and opened the middle doors and not open the front doors? That's what he did, and that's quite a few people got off from upstairs, a few people from downstairs as well, and then the very last person was this European man with brown hair, a light grey rainproof top, and a two-tone dark grey rucksack. So to me, that speaks volumes, because you have to ask yourself, things normally happen naturally. You ring the bell, bus driver stops, you get off. The bus driver doesn't just stop, open the doors, and no one rang the bell, okay? That's all I'm saying. That was an irregularity which drew my attention.